The North Woods are filled with creative people, but choosing the creative life over the stability of 9-to-5 can sometimes be a challenge. This week, I'm talking to artist and writer Susan Kedzie from Tumble Root Studio in Bemidji.
Well, I mean, a friend of mine said years ago, she said, you know, Susan, you know, you're talented, you're dedicated, you're passionate, and all these things come together. And no matter how hard you work, she said, all real artists have day jobs. And I just did not want to accept that. And so for the first couple of years, I really struggled financially because I wanted to get this project done. And at some point I thought, okay, I really do need a day job. I really do need something to help with, you know, keeping the mortgage paid.
To support her art, Susan is currently substitute teaching and uses her nickname, Sparky, instead of her formal name.
I have a hereditary hearing loss, and I'm not hearing the soft edges of my voice so much, especially since I teach part-time. And any time where there's a lot of commotion going on in the background, I don't hear it. So to catch my attention, I have just kind of excavated an old nickname. And it works really well because the kids really like it. And I hear it.
Sparky and her partner, Patrick, own a 40-acre farm just west of Bemidji. The farm is Patrick's passion, but she is on board.
My kid was a turkey, yeah. Now I really raise turkeys. So.
What other stuff do you guys raise around here?
We have a handful of ducks, and we have some chickens, and we have a couple goats, and we have a couple rabbits. The goats are primarily for manure, and the idea is that they're going to be grazing my invasive plants, doing weed management.
Sparky and Patrick are working toward building a full CSA farm, community-supported agriculture.
Well, I do a lot of the weeding.
Yeah.
He loves to plant, and he loves to work the ground, and he loves to start. He started all of those plants from seed. But when it comes to the grind of weeding, I step up to the plate, which I don't mind so much. I mean, that's sort of meditative, so it's good. It works well.
Besides the dream of owning a small farm, Sparky has danced between her interest in ecology and the hard sciences and her love of art.
In terms of college, I went to Madison, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and that was for my undergrad in wildlife ecology. After wildlife ecology, I did a master's degree in plant ecology.
Sparky traces some of her love of art and drawing back to her grandfather.
My grandfather on my dad's side was an illustrator. And back in the day when they used to, you know, instead of taking photos, they had the illustrator go down and paint what was going to be in the newspaper for the following week. And that's what he did for 35 years.
You're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week, I'm talking to Susan Sparky Kedzie from Tumble Root Studios, west of Bemidji. There are cat illustrations everywhere, which makes perfect sense when she tells me about this first children's book that she's working on.
And the title is 1,000 Purring Cats. And there's a backstory to it. The backstory includes K-A-X-E. Dr. Fox was on fielding phone calls. And a mother called and had a concern about her child who had broken an arm or a leg, I don't remember which. And their family cat was sneaking into the bedroom at night and laying on the cast and purring. And the mom was concerned about this possibly interrupting the child's healing bone. And the Dr. Fox said, no, it's actually just the opposite because those tiny little vibrations are stimulating the bone.
I'm always fascinated by the etiology of story and creative ideas. For Sparky, the children's book grew out of a single reference to a purring cat.
I've always actually been very interested in the way that non-humans help humans get through tough situations through life. And I was going through a tough time emotionally, and so was my mother. And that little story stuck with me. And on that day that I had heard about the purring cats fixing a bone, my mom called and she was kind of bummed out. And I said, "You know what, Mom? I really think you just need 1,000 purring cats to come to your door and tuck you in and purr you to sleep. And in the morning, you'll feel better, you know." And she laughed. And, you know, that was part of the reason why I said all that. And then the other thing was that she said, "You know, I really think there's a story there."
Naturally, if you have a book called 1,000 Purring Cats, you're going to need a few cats.
Yep, cat detectives and a pirate cat with pirate eyes. So he's just, you know, have had to work on this in chunks. And so the ones that are framed in blue, I did 2 years ago. And the ones that don't have a frame behind them or a map behind them are just within this last year.
Sparky shows me some of the other projects that she's working on.
I've started doing some political art, and that is Babe with the icon of the Women's March. It's a pink pussy hat. And so I don't know where this is going to go. I mean, who knows? Political art is new to me, but it was something in the moment I needed to do.
The creative doors have flung wide open for this science geek.
So, but Milt, when you give yourself permission to finally live the creative trajectory and you choose art over the traditional 9-to-5 approach to life, life just seems so much more fulfilling because you're allowed to explore.
But first things first, Sparky needs to get her studio finished up, which is in a separate building.
It's half built. It's not sealed up entirely, so I have to do some work yet on the outside before I can start really using it as a workspace. And then hopefully the idea would be able to show my art there. So I see that as happening, but I, you know, the time frame keeps getting pushed a little bit further back because the money has to be there to fix the space and make it happen.
So. I get that.
So it's gonna happen though before I'm 90. Before I'm 90.
With the Call of the Wild, I'm Milt Lee.
Baby, don't think twice, it's all right.